Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1875, Frederick J. Taylor Jr.
It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automotive sales lot to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.73 acres, more or less, lying at the southeast corner of the intersection of Route 24 and Road 461, also known as Old State Road. Gentlemen, this application was applied for on September 22nd for the benefit of the commission. Well, you're passing down copies of the applicant's survey and site plan, which shows the existing house, the driveway, and proposed parking area. The applicant has also provided some notes attached to that survey site plan, and it makes reference to that he does not intend to do any paving on the property. He only intends to have 1 to 5 cars for sale in a grass area, parking for up to 8 customer cars in a teardrop area, which is a portion of the circular driveway. Cars for sale will be no closer to Route 24 than 100 feet. The office will be in the dwelling. The hours would be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the entrance and exit is located on Old State Road. And that in the area around a circular driveway, it would be one way. From the Department of Transportation, we did receive a response on August 6th of 2010 in the form of a support facilities report referencing Delaware Route 24, also known as Laurel Road, from US 13 to Shiloh Church Road. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service D of Route 24 will remain and not be changed as a result of this application. They also refer to Old State Road from Route 462 to Delaware 24. That level of service A on that road segment will not change as a result of this application. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. I'll bet you're Mr. Taylor.
Yes, sir, I am. Frederick Taylor, Laurel.
Great, thank you. You've heard what our director has read into the record. On your behalf, is there anything you would like to add?
He's done a real good job. If we can get a yay, we'll call a short night.
He's been doing it for a while.
Has he?
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just see if anybody has any questions for you.
Yeah, we'll
do it that way. And we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yes. I guess, are there other commercial properties or conditional uses in the vicinity of your application?
Yes, within a half mile. And I do have a couple of things that I didn't get into the office, and it's some letters of support. And I did make up 10 copies of businesses that are within a half mile radius that I wasn't able to get in. If you'd like them now.
If you could.
Yeah, that's appropriate. Usually correspondence, and the commission will accept because they could have mailed it in.
I can name them all.
You can just hand them up and they'll be part of the record. All right, I can hand them in. I'll pass them down if that's easier. That way you can go back up. There you go.
And how about these letters of support?
Same thing. Yeah, if you want to hand them to me, I'll make sure they're part of the record.
Proposed hours of operation?
7 to 5, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday.
Do you want any signage? Probably a small.
Yes, there will be a sign.
Will it be lighted?
Yes.
Will you have any employees?
No, not at the present. what I'm trying to do is, I've lived at this residence for 13 years. We've always maintained the property pretty good, and I don't want that to change. And I've always enjoyed dealing with cars and whatnot, and if this was to work out, I'd really like to get out to Route 13. You know, this is just kind of a start to get going thing, because financially I just don't have the money to move.
The area is, it doesn't appear as if it's fenced. So do you have any plans on fencing for security? You're not worried about somebody coming in and grabbing your cars and running off, or?
Well, that's one reason the cars are way back, too. Because,
how about lighting or anything like that?
Just what is off, say, my front porch. But I do look to put some lights that would be a little bit brighter down in toward that area. But nothing to distract the neighbors or anything. It's a good neighborhood.
We would require that lighting not go off your property. Okay?
Pardon?
It would be, any lighting would be directed so that it doesn't go off your property, outside of your property lines.
Right.
I think that's all we need. Okay. Thank you. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Johnson.
Well, I'm riding by your property the other day. I didn't notice anything nearby. When you say a half mile radius, that's, to me, seems to be the outer edge where anything starts.
That's pretty much, yes, sir. From Route 13 right there, the old stage is exactly a half mile.
Half a mile. And yes, that's about a half a mile from your house, again, till you get to Sandy Fork.
Just about, yes, sir.
So would it be fair to say that within that mile strip of road, there's no other businesses that are located there?
You could say that. Down Old Stage, there is a hair salon, I believe there is, and you got Laurel Flowers, which would be inside that radius.
So it would be safe to characterize that the area from pretty much from Route 13 until you hit the Sandy Fork Road, they're all individual residences.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And no questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
No, I have no questions.
Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. All right, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1875, Frederick J. Taylor, Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1875? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.